And we declare this today, that today is a new day. Today we stand up. Today we fight. We no longer surrender to the enemy. We fight the enemy and we will come out victorious because our God has made us victorious. He has already won the battle. He has already won the war. And the devil doesn't want you to know that. Amen. What are we doing sitting in pews getting that feel-good message? Is it not stirring something in your soul? Is something not sitting right with you while you are standing there, while you are sitting there listening to the Word of God? All you're getting is a feel-good message. You're not getting that fire turned up into your soul. Oh, hallelujah, praise God, the church is dead. Praise God. We come to church each and every day on a Sunday. Let me rephrase that. We come to church. Well, some of us might come to church each and every day. What do we come for? Do we come for that feel-good message that we walk out and we're like, oh yeah, I feel good, I feel great? Or do we go out and tell people the good news we just received? Yeah, it might be a feel-good message, but was it good news? Was it the truth? Was it the gospel that you are instructed to spread? Oh, Father God, thank you. This message just is not for me. This is for you. This is for your children. This is for your grandchildren. This is for your family that is lost and broken, that they can come home, that it's time to come home, that you need to come home because our time is short here on earth. Thank you, God, for giving us life after death. That old me is dead. The new me is walking around today, amen. That old me is in the grave. I can't keep bringing life back into the old man. Today we surrender. Today we stand up. Today again we fight. And we fight. We fight not with flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers. Do you know how we fight that fight? We pick up that word that God gave us and we smack the devil in the head with it. You ain't got to smack him so hard his head flies off, because you barely touch him with it, he will jump back. He will leave you alone for a time. And he'll try to come back and attack you again. We do the same thing. We get down on our knees and we pray and we open that word and we believe and we breathe and we feel and we eat and we drink God's word. And I promise you, you will never be hungry, thirsty, alone ever again. Because God is always there. Even in the dark times, God is there. Oh, thank you, Father, for being there. Thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to die for me when I was lost. But now I have a way to be found. I'm found through that cross. That man became sin who knew no sin, who died for my sin, even if I was the only one to come to him. He loves us that much. He loves us that much. And Father God, we thank you for each and every day, each and every breath, Father God. We thank you, we thank you, and we thank you. You are amazing, Father God. Blessing upon your name, Father. Blessing upon your Son, Father God, that you sent for us. Hallelujah, and praise the Lord. Oh, I speak everything that I have spoken into existence right now in Jesus Christ's name. Healing is in existence right now in Jesus Christ's name. Renewal of the mind is in existence right now in Jesus Christ's name. No weapon formed against you shall prosper in Jesus Christ's name, because we have that power. Don't you ever forget that you have the power that God gave you when he sent his Son Jesus to die. And when he died, he ascended. And when he ascended, the Holy Spirit came to live inside of us. And when he came to live inside of us, greater is the works that we will do than he that was here. going to do greater works. Jesus couldn't stay, or else he couldn't fulfill his prophecy in the scripture. And we couldn't fulfill our role in bringing people to the gospel and bringing people from the gospel into the kingdom of Jesus, into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Father God. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, everything is in existence right now in Jesus Christ's name. Oh, yes, Lord. Jesus' name, amen.